From PGA to where you should play, this is the CDGA Golf Show with Tyler Rocky and Barry Cronin, presented by Glenview Park Golf Club.
It's the CDGA Golf Show presented by Glenview Park Golf Club. I'm Tyler Rocky alongside Barry Cronin and Mike Gilligan with us today as well, talking all things U.S. Open. This segment brought to you by Tullymore Golf Resort. Experience a Michigan masterpiece. We've been talking all things U.S. Open today. I do want to take a few more calls. Who you think is going to win the U.S. Open today? 312-332-3776. Let's start with Danny. He's out at Geneva National. Danny, welcome into the CDGA Golf Show.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Who do you think is going to win, Danny?
Well, you know, I'm a sentimental favorite with Rory McIlroy for a couple of reasons. You know, I believe in that karma and coming back, making a run, winning this thing, and then I'd love to hear him again after his victory. Well, what he thinks about the LIV golf course, and that's my first reason for wanting Rory. The second one is he reminds me of Barry a lot. Very strong and very handsome. I don't know if any of you guys... I don't know if you guys have ever worked
out with Barry. You're probably a Twitch viewer, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know if you've ever worked out with Barry, but he's got a tremendous work ethic at the gym, and he's the only guy I know who can get in that kind of shape without sweating.
Right.
So those are the two reasons.
It's all about that that's really, how golf is, Dan.
That's how it is, and he's very limber. And, that's Rory McIlroy to come back and win it. And I think, in all honesty, just I would love to see that and have him, you know, speak on behalf of the PGA again. And in all seriousness, I want to wish you guys a happy Father's Day, because I know Barry's a tremendous father. And I know Barry, and I appreciate the call, guys.
All right, appreciate it, Danny. And if you want to see a very good-looking and strong man, hit us up on Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN1000 Chicago. It's presented by Ulta Equipment. If you want to see Barry
all the
Cronin
handsome guys are playing, all the handsome guys are playing golf today.
Let's go to Dean. He's downtown. What's up, Dino?
Good morning, gentlemen. To the handsome Barry Cronin and the chosen one, Tyler Rocky.
Oh. Good morning to you, Dean. Who do you think's going to win the U.S. Open today?
By the way, quickly, I'm perusing the menu of the Grumpy Goat and Course Italian. My mouth is watering.
We'll love to hear that.
I think I'm going to hit it up with Muscles Marinara, a.k.a. Carmen DeFalco, to go to Course Italian one day. So I had a ticket on Dustin Johnson and Patrick Reed, a couple of the other LIV guys. I was hoping they would stick it to that blowhard, Jay Monahan. I can't stand that sleazeball. But I was thinking today I'm going to sprinkle a sawbuck on either Scottie Scheffler or Rory McIlroy. I saw that Scheffler struggled big time yesterday, especially on the back nine. I don't see that happening again. I was leaning towards Rory because of the championship pedigree, just hoping to get some good golf while I'm on the treadmill today. I was wondering who you guys like between those two. Take that. Enjoy this beautiful day.
Appreciate it, Dean. So looking at some of the odds right now, Scottie Scheffler 6-1 to be the outright winner. Rory McIlroy at 10-1. Your favorites right now, Zalatoris in the driver's seat. He's 3-1. Matthew Fitzpatrick, he's +330. John Rahm +360. If you want to get a little bit longer on the board here, Keegan Bradley is 14-1. Sam Burns 16-1. Adam Hadwin 22-1. You want to go with the local kid, Nick Hardy. He is 180-1 right now, and he sits just four strokes back.
Wow. Well, that's talk about pick and chalk, right? You know, you built Will Zalatoris 3-1. Boy, that takes a lot of intelligence. But anyway, you know what? I think you could go with Scheffler. You go with Burns. I mean, I'm a Sam Burns kind of guy, so we'll see what happens. Who knows? Any one of them could win. That's the truth. So, you know, at least among the top seven or eight guys.
Mike's out in Burbank. Mike, welcome into the CDGA Golf Show.
Hey, guys.
Go ahead. Mike. Who do you think's going to win?
So, I called about a different reason. I didn't necessarily call on that. But one of the questions I guess maybe you guys can answer for me is I'm relatively new to golf on this, and I you know, keep, you know, looking at tee times, and I see like hot deals and other things out there. What are good places to look for golf discount on rounds?
Well, you know, I don't know. Do you have any? If you like a local course, probably you're going to play golf within 5 or 10 miles of where you live, I would say, correct? So you just go to the websites of the courses themselves and check out their rates, number one. And then you could compare them with the GolfNow.com app. There's an app that you could download, GolfNow app, and they have deals. So they have hot deals, and then they, you know, for the day you want to play. And but yeah, that GolfNow app is good.
And in addition to that, if you join the CDGA member benefits, if you go to our member benefits page, you can see the variety of offers that the courses give exclusively to CDGA members, and Glenview Park is one of them. But we have courses.
Because that's kind of things I was looking for. I don't know if like there was specific, you know, things you could sign up for, and if the CDGA offers that might be something I can look into then.
Yeah, cdga.org. Sign up for membership, and it's $40 a year, and then it taps you into all kinds of golf course discounts and equipment and a variety of other companies.
And it really and pays products. For itself.
Oh, it really does. I mean,
you get six really great print magazines, award winning, every year.
That's true too.
Yeah. Worth the price themselves.
Yep.
You know.
Yep. All right. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate you checking in with us here on the CDGA Golf Show. 312-332-3776 if you want to hop in as well. Let's move into what's going on with the LIV Golf Tour. And not that there's an event this week, but the U.S. Open is allowing the LIV Golf players to participate. They want to keep everything true to form as an open championship style. What that means is that all of these players who defected and have resigned from the PGA Tour or have been suspended from the PGA Tour are allowed to play. A number of them entered into the U.S. Open and qualified for the U.S. Open. However, only four of them made the cut. One of the notable ones that did not make the cut, and maybe the guy who had the roughest weekend of anybody, was Phil Mickelson. It was ugly out there for Phil. It got really, really bad to the point where he actually struck a fan with a ball in the head. That came on his Friday round there, but these LIV players are not doing well. None of them are really in contention right now. The guy that is closest is Dustin Johnson, who is currently 2 over and in 17th. So the best hope for DJ right now is can he crack into the top 10, but he's not going to be a threat to win at all.
Right. I would agree.
Right. And so I have my little list, which I made. So LIV players who missed the cut, Sergio, James Pyatt, who he's an amateur. Well, he's not an amateur anymore, but he was the U.S. amateur champion. Taylor Gooch, Kevin Na, Louis Oosthuizen, Sam Horsfield, and Phil Mickelson. So the question is, would you have noticed if they were even, you know, if they didn't miss the cut? So these guys are probably not big, you know, other than Phil. Who would, you know, Sergio hasn't been in contention for a long time. Taylor Gooch has been playing great, but people don't really know who he is. Kevin Na, he's sort of past his prime. Sam Horsfield, a young guy who never really had a prime. Louis Oosthuizen, maybe. So the guys who made the cut are DJ, as you said, 2 over, T17. Richard Bland, 4 over, T33. Does anybody know who he is? No. Patrick Reed, 6 over, T45, Bryson DeChambeau, +8, T55. So the big names among those guys are, you know, if they did make the cut, as you said, not in contention. So why is that? Why do we think that is?
I mean,
is it because of bad karma? Is it because they're not practicing now that they got all this money?
That's where I'm pointing right there.
You know, so, and then of course, the other one, Brooks Koepka, who is, looks like he's going to go, is T40. So his brother's already there, Chase Koepka, and when asked about whether he's going to stay or go during his pre-tournament press conference, got all mad and, of course, blamed the media for asking him questions. Right. So, meanwhile, I have to say, Mickelson was cheered by the Boston crowd, maybe more muted than in the past, but, you know, the fans seem to you know, do they really understand what's going on with the Saudi back tour, and do they care? We'll see. You know, we've got an event coming up here in the Chicago area, September 14th through 16th at Rich Harvest Farms out at out in Sugar Grove. And it was the site of the Solheim Cup in 2009. It's been the site of the NCAA tournament and Western Golf Association events over the years. So we'll see what happens. But right now, the LIV Tour of LIV players are not doing great.
Well, and also, you know, Phil Mickelson has not been playing, and he showed the rust on his game. And, you know, DJ, this golf course doesn't set up really all that great for a guy like DJ, the way he plays. And I would have thought Patrick Reed would have been the guy that would have performed the best out of that group, and he still might. But at the same time, you know, a lot of pressure on these guys first event back, if you will, since the thing got started 2 weeks ago. But the USGA did the right thing. They are our United States Open. Otherwise, if they don't let these guys in on the merit that they had qualified, it quickly becomes now the U.S. Invitational Open.
Mm-hmm. Let's check in with Earl. He's in Hyde Park. Earl, what's going on? You're on the CDGA Golf Show.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. Today. Thanks, Earl, for calling.
Yeah, so I was sharing with the guy who answered the phone that, have you ever seen the movie Moneyball?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that scene where Billy Bean, he goes and he meets with the Red Sox owner?
Oh, yeah.
And the Red Sox owner gives him this awesome speech about, though the first ones through the door are usually the bloodied ones. The great thing about having money is you don't have to worry about what the dissenters say. And the third thing was, and that the ones who are usually the dissenters, they are against it because their livelihoods are being threatened. And when I look at this LIV versus the PGA, that speech really, to me, speaks to what's going on between LIV and PGA. I feel like those in the PGA, they feel as though their livelihoods are being threatened because now they're going up against an entity that has so much money.
Right. It's an it's an existential threat to the PGA Tour. That's true.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think the two can coexist because, you know, here in Illinois, when was the last time we had PGA players here? I mean, we've had the women here, LPGA, but when really was the last time that we've had professional golfers here in Illinois? And I think
I can tell you the answer was in 2020 at Olympia Fields, where Dustin Johnson and John Rahm faced off in a playoff, and Rahm won with and fantastic. But there was no crowd because it was COVID.
So
well, the Western Golf Association didn't have any control over the fact that it was COVID. So I mean, I get your point, though. You know, they weren't here last year, and now they're going to be in Delaware this year. So I get your point about not, and they've had the tournament, the BMW Championship every other year,
right?
And so I get your point. I take your point about it. So, but I will say, you know, they've had that Korn Ferry Tour event up at the Glen Club, and it's been great. I just told you that we had Scheffler won in 2019. Zalatoris was runner-up at the Chicago Highlands in 2020. And in 2021, Cameron Young won. And Cameron Young was right there at the PGA Championship, and he's played great. I don't know if you saw his hole-in-one the other day at Brookline. So you're right. We don't have a PGA Tour event every year in Chicago, and a lot of people think we should.
Yeah. All right, when we come back, Ian Baker Finch from CBS will join us here on the CDGA Golf Show. We'll talk all things U.S. Open and get his thoughts on the LIV Tour as well. That's coming up next. It's the CDGA Golf Show presented by Glenview Park Golf Club. This segment was brought to you by Tullymore Golf Resort, up North Michigan Golf, without the drive.
Golf is on your mind and on the air right now.
This is the CDGA Golf Show
on ESPN 1000, 100.3 HD2 and the ESPN Chicago app, presented by Glenview Park Golf Club.
This segment brought to you by the Highlands of Elgin, or rather by Golf Elgin, home of Bowes Creek Country Club and the Highlands of Elgin. It's the CDGA Golf Show. Tyler Aki alongside Barry Cronin and Mike Gilligan. And right now, let's head on out to the Jersey Mike's hotline. Jersey Mike's a sub above where we find Ian Baker Finch, analyst for CBS Golf. Good morning, Ian. We have been treated to one heck of a U.S. Open so far, haven't we?
Good morning, Tyler, Mike, and Barry. Good to be with you guys. Yes, it's been an exciting week, as always.
Good morning, Ian. Happy Father's Day. And we also need to mention you were a British Open champion in 1991. And certainly you've played in U.S. Opens. And I think this is sort of an older-fashioned U.S. Open, the one that you played in, the ones you played in back in the day.
Yeah, it's definitely more of an old-fashioned style course that we were used to back in the 80s, 90s. I would hope that the USGA, based on what's happened this week, brings it back here a little bit more often, because the last time it was played, as you know, was 1988 when Curtis Strange beat Nick Faldo in a playoff. And in fact, I didn't even play that year. I hadn't come to the U.S. until 1989, so... I haven't played the golf course, but I've been interested in seeing how beautifully it's been presented.
Right, and these the players on the leaderboard, Ian, of course, are familiar to you because Will Zalatoris has been you've with CBS handled the Masters and the PGA. So Zalatoris has been there. You've seen Jon Rahm over the years playing the PGA Tour events that you guys have covered. What's your general thought about the top, say, 5-10 guys on the leaderboard today?
Well, it's going to be exciting watching the young guys that haven't won a major before, like Zalatoris and Fitzpatrick there in that final group at 2:45 Eastern. Zalatoris is a major machine. He's been top 10 more often than not in his fledgling career, just in a couple of years on tour, you know, a runner-up at the Masters, etc. His first time at the U.S. Open, he was fifth or sixth, I believe. Don't have any stats in front of me.
Right.
And then, of course, Fitzpatrick, who won the U.S. Am here, chance to win the Open, which is a pretty unique story as well, you know, where it all got started for him. And then you got the older guys, the more accomplished guys, they're behind them. But I think I'd like to see the winner come from those final two.
Right. And do you think it matters at all, Ian, that they haven't won on the PGA Tour? You know, Fitzpatrick has won in Europe, but neither one of them has won on the PGA Tour. It seems strange that normally one of the guys, you know, one of them would have won. Yeah. What would be an easier setup?
Well... You never know what might happen in a major championship. Someone might come back from, say, you know, like a Sam Burns, who's only three back and hitting off a half hour before them. You know, something unusual may happen, right? You never really know. And
right.
It's on a tough golf course. But having the experience of playing well in majors like Zalatoris is a huge confidence boost for him. I mean, he believes he will win major championships, and that's how he plays. And with Fitzy, he's just been playing so well, more top tens than anybody the last couple of seasons, in really, really good form. He's 23rd in the world rankings, so that's quite accomplished. It's really just holding off the likes of Rahm and Scheffler and McIlroy down the stretch. That's going to be the hard part for the younger guys.
Ian Baker Finch from CBS and the 1991 Open Championship winner joining us here on the Jersey Mike's Hotline on the CDGA Golf Show. So, Ian... In terms of Zalatoris, what do you feel like has been the thing that separated him from getting to that number one spot in some of these tournaments? What's the difference between coming in second versus him hoisting a trophy or wearing a jacket?
Just experience. I mean, he's obviously got the game. You'll hear the announcers all day talk about his wonderful ball striking. I mean, there's not one player in the field that isn't a wonderful ball striker. But he is a cut above the rest. When you watch him hit balls, you can hear the sound, you can feel the compression. He's just an amazing talent, and that's what you need in tough conditions. It'll be tough today, it'll be cool and windy. Ball strikers tend to stand out, and you can see that in the top players on the list. You know, they're all really, they're like a Sam Burns, Rory McIlroy, Scottie Scheffler, Jon Rahm, they're all in the top 10 in ball striking. And his putting, we'll talk about it. You'll see it. It looks a bit shaky. It looks a bit yippy. You know, he's got the funny grip. But on really fast greens, it's not easy for anybody to hold putts. So it's not something that's going to stop him from winning a major, I don't believe, when the greens are like this. It's all about the ball striking. So I like him for that. And then Fitzpatrick on the other side of the coin, yes, really wonderful ball striker, but he's also super good around the greens in these tough, you know, chipping and pitching style courses. So both different types of games, but because they haven't won, I wouldn't say that would hold them back.
Ian, Mike Gilligan here. We met back in 89, right after you won Colonial, and you filled in fabulously for the Grand Slam of Golf up here in the Chicagoland area at Kemper Lake.
Kemper Lake.
Yeah. So walk me through the emotional side of what these guys are going to go through. When you finally won the Open in 1991, you had been, you know, competitive, but you hadn't got over the top. You tied for sixth the year before. So you know what these young guys are going through from an emotional perspective.
Yes, it's tricky because if you haven't done it before, I know with myself it was, so what have I got to do? What is it that I haven't done well? What have I got to do well today? For those that have won many times and accomplished, they just do what they do. They're not wondering or trying to figure something out. They just go do what they do. Like when I played with Faldo in 1990, we were in the last group at the British Open. He just went out and he was Nick Faldo. I don't even think it mattered to him who he was playing with or where he was playing. He just went and played great golf because he'd done it many times before and he beat me easily. That experience I had by playing a couple of times in the last group in a major helped me the following year for me to win. I just went and did what I do. These the younger guys, especially that haven't won, they just need to go out there and do what they do. Trust themselves. Try and treat it like another tour event. Don't elevate the quality of the championship and being a major and making it even more stressful. So it'll be a rocky road because you've just got to be so tuned in to the golf course, accept the blows on the chin. They're going to come. You're going to make bogeys. Keep the doubles off the card. Get those long putts, lag it down close, and just do what you do, just one foot after the other. It's a cliche, I know, but you have to block out all of those things that make it more stressful than it needs to be. The majors are tough, and we, you know, it's our legacy. That's what we want to do. We want to win major championships. That's how when we pass along from playing on tour like I have and now doing TV, you know, I'll always be a major champion, and that's what these guys are fighting for.
Ian, you mentioned about them bringing the country club back into the rotation a little more often, and I couldn't help but agree with you. But I think they were hesitant because, wow, it's only going to be a 7,000 or 7,100-yard course. And yet they've been able to set it up in such a way that it's competitive for the guys that are the bombers and yet bring guys into the mix who are the Adam Hadwins of the world and make it competitive for guys that aren't, you know, can't, unlike Rory, who I think he hit a drive like 375 yesterday. Would that be, I mean, incredible?
Yes.
But you don't have to hit it that far in order to be competitive. It can't be, it's not just a bomb and gouge type of course. So I think I agree with you 100% that bringing it back to the country club would be great. But were you surprised that a 7,000-yard course can be competitive for a U.S. Open?
No, not surprised at all, because the rough and the severity of the greens really is the, helps with the course. It's not an open venue. It's not all about the length. It's not just pull the driver out every time and slash it down there. You've got to place your shots. It's a strategic course, a second shot course. Get it in play. Get it on the green. Two putt for par. Take the birdies when they're offered, which is rarely. So I don't think it is all about length these days. Some courses it is because they're defenseless. But this course is the greens and the rough and the angles are the defense here.
Ian Baker Finch from CBS joining us here on the CDGA Golf Show. So, Ian, one of the other storylines heading into the U.S. Open was the allowance of the LIV Golf Tour players to be allowed to play in this tour. What kind of shadow has LIV Golf casted over this event this weekend?
Well, a dark shadow initially. It was all about that for the first couple of days in the media and the interviews that the players were attending. I think since it's been left it's been left behind, which is good. It's all about the Open. It's all about a major championship. A lot of the 15 that did show up, I want to say it was 12 or 13 of them didn't make the cut. It's only a couple that have. And, you know, they've mixed in with the other players well. You know, Phil Mickelson, by all reports, I haven't been there, obviously. It's a week off for me on CBS. He was, you know, the fans welcomed him, even though he's the face, along with Dustin Johnson of the LIV series. It's interesting to see what will happen. I think the US Open and the British Open are in a bad position in that it's come upon them quickly. They couldn't really do anything differently than allow anyone to play that is qualified. They are open championships by definition. We'll see what happens January 1. I think we'll see at the end of this year and before the start of next year how the other tours and the other majors respond to LIV.
Yeah. Ian, thanks so much for joining us this morning, and we look forward to watching you on CBS down the road.
Thanks. Just a quick one. You know, you got Jon Rahm there going back-to-back, and I think another big storyline is Keegan Bradley, the hometown boy, going for his second. So that'll be exciting to watch as well.
Absolutely.
Great, Ian. Hey, and we'll look forward to seeing you out at the John Deere Classic in a couple of weeks.
Look forward to the JDC, Barry, always.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ian.
That's Ian Baker Finch, the 91 Open Championship winner, and also a part of the great analyst crew on CBS as well. When we come back, we'll take a few more of your calls as well, and we will dive into a little bit more maybe with the LIV Golf Series as well and how it's impacted this U.S. Open, because I think a few of us have some more thoughts. And also, Barry's going to dance on us a little bit as well, Mike, because he is cruising in our CDGA fantasy golf event as well. We'll tell you all about that when we come back. This segment brought to you by Golf Elgin, home of Bowes Creek Country Club and the Highlands of Elgin.
How's your golf game? Yeah, mine too, but more on that later. It's time for more golf talk on the CDGA Golf Show, your guide to golf around the world and in your neighborhood. The CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1000.
Here are your hosts, Barry Cronin
and Tyler Rocky.
This is the CDGA Golf Show. Tyler Rocky, Barry Cronin, and Mike Gilligan with you on this U.S. Open Championship Sunday. Final round taking place at Brookline later on today. Final pairings going off a little before 2 o'clock on this Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to everyone out there. A perfect, perfect golf day as well in Chicago for anyone who will be spending the Father's Day holiday out on the course today. And hey, if you're still looking for that perfect gift to get dad or to just get some of your buddies around, give him the gift of golf. You cannot beat this offer. It's from Glenview Park Golf Club, which is our presenting sponsor here on the CDGA Golf Show. They are making a limited number of packages that will knock the dirt off of any old pair of golf spikes for just $149. Listen to this. $149, you will get a foursome of golf. The value on
you
this.
Have to pay for.
So here, I'll lay it all out for you. A foursome of golf with carts and a sleeve of premium golf balls for each player. So everyone in the foursome is going to get a sleeve of golf balls and a cart, and you will get that great foursome for just $149. Normally, a $400 value, you're getting it for $149. So here's what you do. Call the golf shop at the Glenview Park Golf Club right now and tell them you want the Father's Day special from ESPN and CDGA. So 847-724-0250, 847-724-0250, and be sure to ask for the Father's Day special from ESPN and CDGA. But wait, there's even more to this as well. If you're one of the first five callers, they will also throw in lunch from Course Italian as well. Oh, Course Italian sounds so good on a Father's Day, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
So be sure to be one of the first five callers, and you will get that free lunch as well. But this is a $400 value. You're getting it for just $149 for a foursome with carts and a premium sleeve of golf balls at the Glenview Park Golf Club. You're not going to find a better Father's Day deal than that one.
Oh, absolutely not. And then the time you spend with Dad out on the golf course like that, it's priceless.
Mm-hmm. Or just get your buddies together. Maybe you get away from the family
that's true
as well.
Too.
we've all been guilty of that before. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, be sure to call the Glenview Park Golf Club, 847-724-0250. That's the number if you want to get that fantastic deal from our fantastic presenting sponsor. Let's hit the phones real quick. 312-332-3776. Fred is in Long Island. Fred, you're on the CDGA Golf Show. How are you?
Tyler, how you doing this morning, man?
I am fantastic. What do you got for us today?
Well, I'm in Brookline today. It's a little wet. It's a little cold. Conditions are going to be great. But, you know, I just heard Ian Baker Finch and you guys talking about, you know, how this is a short course and how it's really, it's lived up to the hype, I think. I think the rough and the slope and speed of the greens is a great equalizer, and it's been a really fun tournament to watch. Plus 360 on Rahm, I think you mentioned earlier this morning, but I mean, you know, for a guy that was 5 under heading to the 18th tee yesterday, I think that's pretty spectacular value.
So, Fred, you said you're in Brookline right now. Get us a quick weather report. What do we got out there?
The rain has stopped. It rained this morning, but it's wet. And the sun isn't exactly coming out. It's overcast and cloudy, so I don't really see this thing fully drying up by the time, you know, the players in contention get out there. So it'll be wet. And, I think there's some room for some low scores today, despite the, I think the high is about 65 degrees today, but, you know, right now it feels 550.
So you think it'll be wet enough that the greens will hold?
Definitely. I think so. I mean, the sun does not look like it's coming out. It's just fully gray skies, and, it got pretty wet this morning.
And I think this all plays nicely into the hands of the USGA. Again, I think
totally.
The USGA needs to be commended. John Bodenhammer, who we had on the show,
right,
needs to be given all the credit when credit is due once again. I mean, what a fabulous job setting up the golf course and allowing a golf course that was one of the original five to be competitive in this day and age of technology. They only lengthened the course about 249 yards. That's it.
Right, and they brought into play the 11th hole, which is about 140 yards downhill, 30 feet downhill. So it plays really short. It's one of these beautiful little postage stamp par threes, like number 7 out at Pebble Beach. It's proven to be a really a significant hole in the championship. I mean, people are hitting over the green into 5 inches of rough, and it's not easy to get up and down.
That's right. Early in the week, it was playing 122 because of where they had the tee and they had the pin so forward. So,
yeah, the creativity of the setup has been fantastic.
It's going to be a fun one. And I envy Fred being out in Brookline today.
Yeah.
But dress warm, right, Fred?
Got my jacket on. And, the USGA's senior manager of championships, Jeff Hall, he told me that the 11th hole is what he was most looking forward to. And, he was very excited about bringing that back. And, when faced with criticism in the past, the USGA is mostly, stuck with their guns. But I think for this championship in particular, I agree with you guys. They should absolutely be commended.
Yeah, and you know what? That hole that they're playing number 11, I believe it's number 4 on the Primrose 9, was my favorite hole of all 27 over there.
Yeah, that one was designed by William Flynn, who was a terrific designer of golf courses. So Cherry Hills and Shinnecock, I believe. So,
So we thank Fred for the call, 312-332-3776. If you want to hop in as well, we've also got some CDGA representation out at Brookline as well, you were telling me earlier, Mike.
We do. And you have to understand, as the Amateur Golf Association in our region, this week is a special week for us. We are the basic affiliate, if you will, of the USGA. We carry out the rules and all the whatnot and govern amateur golf in our area. So this is a celebration for us. And our executive director is on the USGA committee, and he is out there and has been all week. And he is the guy, when they come into the scoring tent or the scoring trailer and have to verify their stats and their scores, they're doing so with Robert Marchione, our executive director. So he's got a great job up there.
Well, does it get better than that? That's one way to spend a Father's Day, by the way.
It really is.
Right. Well, that's a lot of pressure, though. He doesn't want any kind of Roberto DiVincenzo thing happening in the scoring. But he's in the scoring area. He's not walking around like he normally does. But yeah. we feel sorry for him a little bit. But that's
a little bit. But then he also made some nice swag available to us.
Yeah, we will give some of those away as well. A couple U.S. Open hats and some club head covers. We'll tell you how you can win those coming up next. And Barry is going to take a victory lap on us as well. That's coming up on the CDGA Golf Show. This segment brought to you by Cog Hill Golf and Country Club, home of 42 practice bays with top tracer technology.
Welcome into the CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1000, presented by Glenview Park Golf Club. Here's your hosts, Barry Cronin and Tyler Rocky.
That last segment brought to you by Cog Hill Golf and Country Club, a pure golf experience. It is the final round of the U.S. Open out at the Country Club in Brookline. Talking about it here on the CDGA Golf Show. Tyler Rocky alongside Barry Cronin and Mike Gilligan. This segment brought to you by X-Golf Downers Grove with easy access off of I-88 and I-355. Thank you to Jake Cantu for producing today's show. Let's quickly reset the U.S. Open leaderboard. It's brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Will Zalatoris and Matt Fitzpatrick, they're your final pairing for today. They'll go off at 1:45 Central Time here. They're both sitting at 4 under, while John Rahm, 1 stroke back, he's alone in third. He is 3 under. Keegan Bradley, Adam Hadwin, Scottie Scheffler, all at 2 under. Sam Burns, Rory McIlroy, Joel Damon, all 1 under. And Northbrook Zone, and an Illini alum as well, and a guest of the CDGA Golf Show here a couple weeks ago, Nick Hardy. He is sitting in 10th place. He is at even par at the moment.
So. Yeah, it's terrific. It's going to be a great afternoon of golf. Maybe if you can get out and play golf early and then go and watch the tournament at 1:45, or if you get at 2:45, it'll be pretty good too. The tournament starts. They broadcast all these holes on Peacock and Golf Channel, NBC, all this stuff that I can't even find.
It
right?
feels like a relay race.
It's
when
like
you're trying
so bad. I mean, it's so bad. But we didn't even. We should. That'd take us 20 minutes to talk about that nonsense. But anyway, that's another story. So,
by the way, Nick Hardy, he is paired up with Joel Damon. They'll go off at 1:01 Central Time today. So be on the lookout for that. For Northbrook's own Nick Hardy. Barry, you were the victor in our CDGA trio here among the three of us, our head-to-head in terms of our fantasy golf. You had some fantastic picks, by the way, this week, including Denny McCarthy, who's currently 1 over.
Denny
right
McCarthy
now, tied
was,
for 11.
Wow. Listen, all four of my guys are currently in the top 25, which is somewhat shocking to me because I thought, oh my gosh, what's going to happen to my picks? But there they were, totally random picks. But yeah, Denny McCarthy was my guy, I think. He was my dark horse. And Davis Riley, T17. Gosh, who else do I have here? Yeah. So anyway, yeah, it was good. Worked out okay. Sam Burns was my horse. He's T7.
You've been touting him all week long as well.
Right.
And if you're watching us on Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago, you can see the paying of the dues for Barry Cronin. He's going to get 5 Jersey Mike's sub. And we thank Jersey Mike's for also sponsoring the hotline here whenever we have a great guest
and
on the CDGA Golf
Show. And as I told Mike, I have the Jersey Mike's app on my phone because those are by far the best, sandwiches you can get from a national sandwich company or whatever they call themselves. So yeah, it's terrific. And one other thing I wanted to mention, Mike, you mentioned that Robert is out at the U.S. Open doing his scoring chores. But another CDGA related event is that the CDGA amateurs defeated the Illinois PGA professionals at the Radix Cup at Oak. Oak Park Country Club the other day, 10-8, and that was a big victory for the CDGA Amateurs. But the Illinois PGA Pros still lead the series 37-21, and they had two ties over the last 60 years. So it's a cool event. They have it every year, totally under the radar. Nobody knows anything about it, but except the super like golf nerds.
But you know what though, that goes to show you. The young players in today's game are changing the game.
Mm-hmm. At the leaderboard at the U.S. Open right now.
They play fearless. They play with strength. They have got everything going for them. And it's just they play with no fear.
Yeah. We do want to give away a couple of these U.S. Open hats as well. If you're watching us on Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. It's brought to you by Alta Equipment this week. We've got a couple hats to give away, and we also have some CDGA club head covers as well. So right now, be callers 4 and 10. We'll take callers 4 and 10 again, and you will walk away with one of those prize packs there. So real quick, we've only got about a minute left in the show. Who is going to be the one hoisting the trophy at the end of today?
Matt Fitzpatrick.
You're going to roll with Matt Fitzpatrick. His first professional victory on American soil, that is. And then, Mike, who do you like today?
Well, he kind of stole my pick, but I'll go with Ramen Noodles. He's rolling the rock awfully nice, but I'll go with that caller, Dan, what he had to say. I tend to agree. It's going to be one of those two, I think, but I'll go with Ram.
My heart's telling me Will Zalatoris is due for one of these things, and I would hate to see him finish in second, but maybe I'll fish a little deeper down the board. I'll go with Scotty Scheffler. I think he's played some really solid golf, and who knows, playing around par or at par today might be good enough to win given the weather conditions as well. So I will go with Scotty Scheffler as our victor of the U.S. Open.
Not a bad pick.
We will be back next week. We're with you every single week, 7 to 9 a.m. here on ESPN 1000. You miss anything, check out the podcast as well. We will break down everything we saw in the final round next week. Thanks so much for listening. This segment sponsored by X Golf Downers Grove with easy access off of I-88 and I-355.